Hey, potential podcast listeners, let's talk about today's sponsor, Let's Get Checked.
Let's Get Checked makes professional health testing easy by letting you get tested without having to visit a healthcare provider.
You can order a testing kit that will be delivered to you in discreet packaging.
Once your sample arrives in the laboratory, confidential results will be available from your secure online account within 2 to 5 days. These results are reviewed by a clinician, and a member of the Let's Get Checked nursing team may call you to review your results.
And Let's Get Checked laboratories are CLIA approved and CAP accredited, which are the highest ranking levels of accreditation.
So, if you want to avoid an uncomfortable office visit or prefer the convenience and get tested at home, visit trylgc.com/potential and get 25% off your test using code POTENTIAL25.
Once again, that's 25% off your test by going to trylgc.com/potential using the promo code POTENTIAL25. Take charge of your physical health and well-being, and let's get checked.
Potential Podcast.
Reviewing the latest in movies, TV series, video games, books, and more. This is Potential Picks.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of Potential Picks. I'm your host, Chris Dewar. I'm joined by my co-host and fellow vault dweller, Taylor Sokol. Today we're reviewing the post-apocalyptic drama television series Fallout. This was created by Graham Wagner and Geneva Robertson-Dorrit for Amazon Prime Video, and of course, based on the video game series created by Tim Kaine and Leonard Boyarsky. Now, Fallout, a game series I've known about, heard about for a long time, it was multiple games, never personally have played it. Have you played it before?
No, I viewed people playing it, but I've never bought a game. Actually, take that back. I did Redbox it when Redbox was running stuff. I got it, and then I never had to return it, and then I barely played it. So, yes, I have not really personally put many hours into this game at all.
Yeah, I've never played it, but I've seen like clips and like I know the basic premise of what's going on. But I was very intrigued to check out the show on Prime. You know, we're getting more and more of these video game adaptations. And with things like The Last of Us and stuff, it's like we're seeing the actual capability of a really solid adaptation of a video game to TV or film. Something that in the past was not possible, because we did a whole episode on how video game adaptations typically were really terrible. And now we're in an age where, like, they're not terrible. They're actually quite good, quite fun. So we're excited to check out the show. We will be talking about some spoilers. So if you haven't seen the whole 8 episodes, definitely go watch those beforehand. But otherwise, here's your warning.
Spoiler warning.
Yep, see, that was one of the Brotherhood Knights speaking.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a spoiler warning.
So, Taylor, what is a brief synopsis of Fallout?
So the series depicts the aftermath of a great war in the year 2077, apocalyptic nuclear war that decimated pretty much the entire world, based off an alternate history of Earth where advances in technology after World War II led to emergence of a more retro futuristic, society, but with still kind of elements of like the 1950s, 1960s kind of era humor and pop culture. So we follow several characters, but we're kind of following this young woman 200 years later named Lucy, who leaves behind her home in Vault 33 to venture out into the world to save her father, who was taken from bandits. Along the way, she meets Brotherhood of Steel, a squire, and a ghoul bounty hunter, who each have their own mysterious agendas. So, I think it was good that we hadn't played the game really, so we were kind of blank slate, and I think the idea with this show is they were using elements, but kind of creating a brand new story. And I think that's smart when you're doing adaptations, is to not make it exact or make it close enough that people are going to be complaining, where you need to bring the best elements ever. What I really thought was surprising about this kind of dystopian future, we've seen stuff like Twisted Metal, we've seen The Last of Us. This actually had like a really good humor, but also a lot of heart, which I was really, really pleasantly surprised about the amount of depth and emotion that goes throughout the series, even some of the more villainous characters.
And this is a very dangerous world, and it's not just a dangerous world on the surface. There is some really messed up, dangerous stuff happening below the surface in the vaults as well.
Yeah, not every vault is idyllic as Vault 43. 33.
No. But yeah, we're really following this trifecta of these lead characters with Lucy, you know, and then Maximus, and of course Walton Goggins brilliantly playing the ghoul. And you're kind of seeing it. Yeah, I thought it was really brilliant. It's like, it's very TV formula of like, okay, let's have multiple characters that we're following, and constantly their paths intertwine, whether it's they're fighting against each other or working together. But at the end of the day, kind of seeing that, oh, they all kind of share a goal. And a big part of that is kind of discovering that, like, even though this world is very dangerous, there are some people that have been doing some sneaky things behind closed doors, and ultimately are kind of the main problem we have to deal with. And that kind of leads to what works so well for the show is there is a charm to it. There is a cheese to it. The violence is like over the top gore, but like it's fun. Like it's not like too in your face, but like it is hilarious. And yeah, the action's great. The creatures, you know, we've only been teased with some, you know, I've looked up some Fallout creatures that have been in the games. We have not even seen scratched the surface with some of the most like intense things to come. But they gave us so much in this show of, you know, what is the world like on the surface that have survived? How are they able to survive? Like, you know, what resources they have? How do people trade? What are goods now? And then also these vaults, these very expansive vaults that are like, you know, yes, it's kind of retro and 50s looking, but like everyone like has like a sweet kind of, you know, it's kind of what you think about when you would go to like Disneyland and look at like, you know, Tomorrowland and see like the world of tomorrow. That's what
welcome to
like,
Vault, you know, 33. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it was very interesting to see like, okay, so like the ghoul, Walton Goggins, you know, you find out this whole, you know, there's all these backstories that he was this kind of big Hollywood actor before the bombs dropped. And his wife was working for this vault tech company, which was like trying to get people to start investing in these vaults, and they're going to build several. And the big kind of like really dropping the bomb of like, they're like, well, the best way to get what our target is for our goal is, what if we are the ones that drop the bombs? It's like, we will lose billions, but then those who survive will become, you know, like the best. And like, what a intense twist to be like, you know, it's a very espionage story with all the fifth, like on the background stuff, which I really loved. I love Walter Goggins getting to play that. But him as the ghoul is so good because he's a little scary. You know, he looks like a Red Skull, basically. And he's got that cowboy figure. I mean, he's a good shot. And he's intense. And he plays by the laws of the wasteland. And so when Lucy meets this guy, a lot of stuff goes down. I mean, he's dangerous. I mean, at one point, she cuts off his finger, and so he cuts off her finger, and it's like, you know, eye for an eye, basically. And you got Maximus, who, he's not the knight, he's the squire, but he sees his knight, and the knights have these giant mecha suits that are, like, very powerful. He sees his knight basically get killed by this big old massive, like, radioactive bear. But he like watches it happen. He like lets it happen so that he can take his suit. And there's a lot of like identity crisis with Maximus because he came from an area that was bombed later, you know, way past the bombs when he was a kid. And Lucy, when she meets him, is like, that's not possible because the bombs were dropped like 200 years ago. Like that was, and so very eye-opening for her to, you know, this whole quest of hers is to go find her dad. To realize that her dad was the decision maker to drop bombs on that. You know, and again, there's all this stuff with, like, the vault is, like, crazy.
Yeah, they do a really good job kind of blending the flashbacks and kind of, and I think they blur the line so much of, like, what is good, what is right. And I think what really is cool about this is they show, again, the dangers of capitalism and the danger of humanity based on greed and, you know, what is right. And again, this is this was helped created the show. You know, I think one of the, you know, main producers we have is Jonathan Nolan.
He wrote a few of them too.
And so knowing
Christopher Nolan's brother.
Yes, knowing they're both his experience with Westworld and kind of those kind of like vibes and everything, I think it just does a really great job. And I do love the over the topness of that. Every character you see is just layered and fun. I love some of the cameos of a lot of the actors and actresses they've gotten to do this. And I could see this series going on for a long time because there is such a wealth of material from the games, and they're still creating more that I think Bethesda has like a really, you know, they created such a great product that this does a really great job shining. It's got me wanting to go and play the games because I've enjoyed the show so much.
Yeah, I mean, you got like Matt Berry, Mike Doyle, Michael Emerson, Michael Rapaport, John Daly, Dale Dickey, Eric Estrada, Fred Armisen. I mean, yeah, there's a ton of like big names playing smaller roles. And then, you know, our kind of main cast and some support. I mean, another shout out was like Leslie Uggams, you know, from Deadpool, is one of the Vault leaders. And then you got Johnny Pemberton, who he pops up my TikTok all the time. He's like another squire who's like a bumbling idiot, and he's hilarious. So I really love that. Yeah, they have all these different characters. And again, we flashback between what's happening on the land, what's happening between these characters, what's happening in the vaults. And even the vaults, I mean, like, they, you know, figure out this whole, like, there's another vault that has, you know, kind of the long-running thing is, like, some of these characters from before the bombs dropped have been able to survive this entire time. You know, they're over 200 years old. And part of that is because they've been frozen and different things. But one of the main guys who kind of set up this whole thing is like a brain on like a Roomba, basically. And like his, so again, this, it's like this weird kind of, it looks old, but it's technology that is definitely advanced from ours. And even like experiments on like women that, like, you know, there's this giant fish creature they fight at one point in the game that actually they were making experiments to like breed some of these creatures, maybe to make an army or something. And a very creepy scene where like you see one like giving birth on a video, and like then the little fish babies are like eating her. It's like there's some really messed up stuff happening. And I really thought it was smart that like you have Lucy from the start of the show. She's very naive. She's very like, my duty is to get married and have babies. And when that, all that turns in her head over the course of the show, you see her become a badass.
Yeah.
She learns the ways of the
wasteland,
of the surface and the wasteland, learning from the ghoul, learning from Maximus, and she becomes like a badass. And so when the show left off, you know, her father did escape, and she sees that her mom, who she thought was dead this entire time, has been a ghoul, you know, kind of sitting there, and she shoots the ghoul, and she's, you know, kind of has that goodbye moment. It's like, all right, her and the ghoul, Walter Goggins, are going to team up, and, you know, they have a score to settle. There is now revenge to be had, and her father is not who she thought it was. And little tease to go to Vegas, which is one of the games, is Vegas, New Vegas. And they show one of the skulls of one of the creatures yet to come. So, I mean, yeah, there's so much they can do with this show. The action, the comedy, the music especially, because it's a blend of like old classic 40s, 50s music.
Yeah, I was going
like,
to say that, know, that really sets you.
That sets it up. Oh, so
it's
well.
It's such a good way to do that. And I think while we're saying this, I think this has been renewed
for a second
season, which is pretty exciting stuff. So all in all, it's such a great storyline, fun, quirky, and definitely one that is worth checking out. I'm going to give it, honestly, for not having anything to compare it to of the series, I'm going to give this one a solid 9 out of 10. I really enjoyed Fallout.
Same, 9 out of 10. It's a blast. You're going to love it. I think it's a good way to get into the show and in this world, into this series. So you can check out all 8 episodes of Fallout, now streaming on Amazon Prime Video. And that was this edition of Potential Picks.
Thanks for listening to the Potential Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Potential Podcast, or on Twitter at the Potential Pod.
Or you can email us. Send us your positive feedback and thoughts, suggestions, and more through our email, thepotentialpodcast@yahoo.com.
I'm your host, Chris Dewar.
And I'm your host, Taylor Sokol.
Stay tuned for more episodes on pop culture,
entertainment,
and nerddom. And remember,
know your potential.